a criminal if you've committed a crime. And one of the things that we do through the courts is to look at the criminal record, you know, the fingerprint, so any criminal record in the United States, and also through some searching through the Department of State and other entities, there is a lookup on whether or not the person has a criminal record in their country of origin. And that's what we determine that. But the vast majority of these people have neither of those things. I mean, they really don't have a crime in the record at all. They're just looking for a better life.
And that's what I'm really talking about, Attorney Quiroga, is the fact that this misinformation is out there, and it's out there intentionally, and people continue to put that out there at the same time that our nation is suffering a lack of employers or employees. I don't care where it is. All they talk about across this nation is the fact that businesses can't find people to work. And so it makes no sense whatsoever if you've got all these people who are willing to work, they're willing to come in, they're willing to pay taxes, they're willing to do all the things necessary that people ask of citizens. And yet they are being vilified. And you know, the pushback that I constantly hear from people is that, well, they didn't come in the right way, right? Everybody's waiting in line, and so they're skipping over all these people that are waiting in line. And this is why we're upset, because the people who've done it the right way. You say what to that, sir?
But these people want to do the right way. They want to do the right way. I'm an immigration lawyer. I work on trying to help help people do it the right way. We want to do it the right way. But when the right way sometimes is a wait of, you know, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years in some cases, it's no longer a question. It's not practical in any way. And people's lives go on. I mean, think about what you're doing 5 years ago, right? And it's still dealing with it. So it's not easy. Even cases where you have the spouse, United States citizen is marrying a foreign national, and they want to bring them into the country. Anymore, you're looking at a 2.5 to 3 year wait just to get the proper visa, the proper approvals. That's to do it the right way. So imagine you can't bring your own spouse, somebody who has no criminal record, has never been in the U.S., completely everything on the open up. The delays are just way, 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 way too long.
You know, and let me ask you, then you turn around and notice may make some folk angry, but truth is truth, right? Right. Ukrainians being brought in, and they are being processed, and they are being promised and granted a citizenship, giving them equal opportunity at employment and great, you know, and all of those things. They're skipping over others, but that's acceptable. What are your thoughts on that, sir?
I think it's an overly simplistic view to see the world in terms of, you know, everybody, you know, is equal when it comes to immigration and everybody should wait. We have a crisis in Ukraine, right? You got a war coming up, and people are definitely leaving. And truly, these are not people who wanted to come in the first place. They're literally right. Being bombed out of their country. So can the United States make a change in policy to accommodate some of those awful things that are happening in different
places? We've done it. We've done it.
You know, yes. But now it's being, there is favoritism happening, right? And you can contrast that with against Afghanistan, right? How many Afghans?
Right.
The help wasn't quite as readily available as it was in the Ukraine, right? That's at least one of the attacks on President Biden, that there was being a little bit more help to Ukrainians than it was to Afghans. But I do think we have to look at the national politics and what is happening now to be able to make policy, as well as have governments, to be able to adjust certain needs as we go. And I think that that's happened. So even though it would mean that some people would jump the line a little bit, I think that we have to be a little bit more flexible when it comes to this type of influx of people into the United States.
So you are one of probably a limited amount of immigration attorneys who are going to work on this thing from the side of the immigrants who are, you know, really being taken advantage of. You're just a drop in the bucket compared to how many cases are out there, right?
Oh my gosh! Oh gosh! Yeah, we handle a very large amount of cases, but compared to what it is, there's just millions. We need more immigration practitioners. We need more Spanish speakers. Many immigrants are signing their rights away without knowing, without a translator, without understanding what they are signing, and sometimes it's very difficult to defend when somebody doesn't really quite heed the warnings given to them. So we need good people. We definitely need good people.
You know, Mr. Quiroga, I really do want to thank you for taking the time out and kind of giving us a snapshot of just what is really at stake here and just what kind of trouble our nation is in, because again, there aren't enough American citizens to deal with all of the jobs and other things that are open, and you've got, here's the difference between our nation, I think, and other nations, especially European nations, who welcome the immigrants more, who inculcate the immigrants in their society because they know that there aren't enough of those people, Europeans, to do what needs to be done. That same reality exists in this country, yet for whatever reason, we have not come to the conclusion that this is critically important, not just to the immigrants themselves, but to this nation and the survival of this nation, because, you know, it just is not going to be able to survive without having the Latino, Hispanic immigrants who come to this country and do unbelievable things and who build their communities respectfully and become a part of the fabric of this country, and yet in so many instances they are being vilified, and I think the work that you do is great, and that needs to be magnified more.
I really appreciate that. Thank you for having me. It was really fun.
Yeah, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. All right, that's Attorney Hector Quiroga. And you know, we often get calls about immigration and how immigration is the issue. And the Democrats want to do this and the Democrats want to do that. And they want to allow all these criminals to come into the country. It was a prime example for any of those people who constantly make those statements about people being criminals and the border this and the border that and build that fence and build that wall, and yet not a peep when the opportunity existed when we were having a dialogue and a conversation about the truth of what is taking place. You know, you just got to come to a place where we've got to get beyond the kind of foolishness that continues to permeate our country. And I'm going to continue to have guests like Attorney Quiroga on, because the American people need to be aware of what's going on. Got to go to a break. The Ohio Players. Oh, man. Be right back. Now.
now.